This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Welcome to this Stockbox interview with Mick Billing, the CEO of Thor Mining. Hello, Mick.
G'day, Mark, and great to be with you again.
Yes, and good to have you back. Mick, how are you doing?
Yeah, very well. We're still going through our summer, which is very pleasant right now. Unfortunately, I think you guys are dealing with some less pleasant weather.
Yes, well, you know, the UK winter is always a fun time, isn't it? Rather be over in Australia. Yeah.
A good place to vacation away from during winter, I suspect.
Yes, absolutely. But of course, you know, there's very little international travel for anyone at the moment. So it is what it is. But hopefully we're coming out the end of it. Australia, how is Australia faring?
Look, Mark, in respect of COVID, we have by and large dodged a bullet. We were enough to have been able to identify some issues happening in the northern part of the world before they really started to impact here, and we effectively closed our borders very, very quickly. We've had a reasonable number of deaths, regrettably, but certainly some instances of COVID, but we have been affected far, far less, and the number of families who've lost loved ones, etc., is much, much smaller than in the UK or the US by comparison. We've been quite lucky.
Okay, well, that's good to hear, Mick. Now, last time we spoke, it was about a month ago, I think, and there's been a few RNSs to kickstart the year. And I also note that Thor made the top 10 penny stocks list from IG Markets, to which I noticed as well you commented quite bullishly on news to watch out for on Thor projects this year. I mean, would you like to elaborate on that? And how does 2021 feel for you at the moment?
Look, we're pretty excited about 2021 for Thor, Mark. I guess, you know, in the last 12 months, our share price has gone up three, fourfold or thereabouts. And that's nice. But it's still at levels where I think we're undervalued. And with the activity that we've got in front of us, one would hope that we can at least do the same again this year. We've got great news on the new Alford East project that I'm sure we'll talk about shortly. Lots happening at Ragged Range. Some really exciting things happening at Kapunda, and we plan to be drilling at the uranium and vanadium projects in Colorado, in about 3 months' time or thereabouts. So, lots happening, and we're pretty excited by it all. And equally, what is equally good is that I think we're pretty well fully funded. In fact, we're fully funded right through all that work.
Mm. Well, let's talk about the funding, Mick, because last time we spoke, and we did sort of touch on the funding a little bit, and I remember you saying that investors don't need to worry about a fundraise sort of early in the new year, and of course it has happened, but it's not like you've gone to the market. It seems that has someone come to you? Was it an offer perhaps that was too good to refuse?
More or less that's the case, Mark. We were approached by a party, and we'd always known that in our discussions with Artemis, who came onto our register back in October, that they were interested in adding to their position when the opportunity came along. So another party came along, they've asked that they remain not named for the time being, and we will respect that, but they wanted to put a lot of money in. They wanted to put in probably twice as much as we eventually took, but we negotiated what we think was a fairly mean price for the for the market conditions at the time, and the discount was very low, and there's not too much by way of cash commissions involved, which is great. And while we weren't actively looking for money, but there's an old saying that when the market's offering money, you should think very carefully before you say no if the terms are good, and the terms here were very good. We had enough at the time to do the work in front of us for the year that was scheduled,
mm-hmm.
And we were fairly comfortable with that. But it was really nice to be able to lock away an extra £750,000 to allow us to do some extra if the opportunity arises after a bit of exploration success at pretty good terms. We've been fortunate in the last couple of months that we've had a number of offers from various parties for placing, a couple of which we declined, said no thanks, but the one we took was one that was at terms that we were very happy with, so we elected to run with it, albeit at cutting them back from the position, the number of shares and the amount of money they did want to put in by about 50%.
Okay. Well, it must feel good that you've got people approaching you for that. That obviously means there's confidence there amongst investors in Thor's projects. And, of course, there is a lot going on. But let's focus on the latest announcement on Alford East. So you announced a maiden mineral resource estimate for Alford East, and that's in Australia. It's a copper gold project, 177,000 tons of contained copper and 71,500 ounces of contained gold. So what can you tell us about this? How do you feel?
Pretty chuffed, Mark, because 3 months ago we didn't have this project. Mm-hmm. We were aware of it and had been trying to get hold of it for the better part of all last year. It took some time for that to come to work through, and so I guess we've had the tenement now, or the interest in this project, for about 3 months. But you know, there's been about 500 holes drilled into this thing over the last 20, 30 or more years.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those holes were drilled by Mount Isa Mines, a large copper a miner in Queensland, and the guy doing the work for them at the time was Mark McGough, who is now a director of Thor. He really does like this project and knows it reasonably well. There's a lot more to happen at Alford East, but what we do know is that there is quite a good body of copper there. Mm-hmm. We're pretty sure, but we need to do some more work, that it is amenable for in situ recovery techniques. We're also quite sure, Mark, that this resource has the capacity to grow quite substantially. I think in the announcement we put out, we referred to a slide in the Netherley Park area where the resource goes to about maybe 60 metres below surface. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of holes that go down another 100 metres and finish in mineralisation that are not sufficient holes to be able to connect the dots, any dots up to add to the resource. But if we are able to do that, and at Netherley Park, the grade is perhaps the best of the domains that that we've got. If we can improve the depth of this resource, we'll add to the number of tons of copper and the number of ounces of gold quite substantially for a relatively small investment. Now that's obviously something we would like to do.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you mentioned there in situ recovery as well, and that's a term we've heard a lot from Thor because, of course, the Kapunda asset. So can you use what your learnings from the ISR at Kapunda to help you in this project?
Yes, we certainly can, Mark. In situ recovery is not new technology at all, but it is not technology that's often applied for copper. Through the company we've invested in, Amara Copper, we're working very hard at that, as you say, at Kapunda. Mm-hmm. Alford East is a little different to Kapunda, but many of the ingredients that are at Kapunda are also exist here. The ground conditions are porous, they're permeable. It appears that you could put a fluid through and it'll in one drill hole and be able to pump that fluid through out of another. It appears that the mineralization is largely oxidized. It's all under the water table. All the things that that say in situ recovery should work appear to be there. And there's plenty of drill hole records to support that. We've got some test work to do there. While we're doing that test work, we've got to do that test work. We've got to drill some holes, get some material out for people to do some work on. And in drilling those holes, we'll be hopefully adding to the resource at the same time.
Okay, and a final question, Mick. Where's the action happening now, or what's going to be happening very soon?
Very soon, Mark, in the Thorport greater portfolio, mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of work going on at Kapunda. There's some drilling starting, and we've forecast this. It's taken a little longer to get going, and there's been some delays, but there's some drilling happening very soon at Kapunda, where amongst other things, we'll be focusing on the gold potential at Kapunda, because while there is gold there is not sufficient drilling record or assay record to put it in the resource. The other thing that's going to be happening quite soon also at Kapunda is is what they're calling a site environmental lixiviant trial or a silt trial, mm-hmm. which is the final stage of technical feasibility. They will dissolve copper and gold in the ground. They'll pump it out, and then they will precipitate that. This is the last stage of technical feasibility for Kapunda. Now, both those streams of action, the gold drilling and the silt trial, are funded by an Australian government grant. So there's no drawdown on Thor or Thor shareholders to fund that activity. We're going to be doing some work in other areas. We're going to be doing some work at Ragged Range. We've got a drill program we want to start, but we've got to organise permitting for access. And for those who don't know, that part of the Pilbara was literally awash a week or two ago. And this is the annual monsoon season there, which does make life a little challenging for one-off programs. But we'll be there quite soon, and we're going to do a bit more sampling, but organise the access for drilling, because we really want to do that. So they're the things that will be happening in the next couple of months. Looking out a little bit further, we certainly also plan to drill at in Colorado the uranium and vanadium prospects there. We're going through the permitting process now. We've got to put up a bond. That's been calculated and just being worked through, and the program's been set. We would hope to be drilling there as soon as the snow melts and the ground dries out sufficiently for us to get in there and get a drill rig in.
Okay. Well, Mick Billing, the CEO of Thor Mining, thank you very much.
Mark, thanks very much to you, and great to talk to you again. Have a nice day.
You too, Mick. Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com, or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @StockboxMedia.